Did you know that your subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between reality and something that is vividly imagined? It's true. And when we use our vivid imagination skills, then we are doing something called visualization. And visualization is a super powerful tool to use to help get you in the right headspace, in your practicing, and in your business. And we're going to be talking about these three ways that you can use visualization to improve your life in today's episode. Let's hop on in. Welcome to the Music Mindfully Podcast with your host, Aaliyah Elliott. This is a place where musicians come to get inspired, to conquer their fears, to overcome self-doubt, and learn to love their music and themselves a little more every day. Let's make music mindfully. Hello and welcome, my friends. We are going to start today's episode with a little celebration. This marks episode number 50 of the Music Mindfully podcast, which just blows my mind a little bit, especially because we just got kicked off in the fall of 2021. And here we are at the date of this recording. It is the very beginning of May 2022, and we're already 50 episodes deep. Now, of course, you may have noticed that we haven't been doing the Music Mindfully Monday mantra episodes anymore. So if you are looking for your weekly dose of inspiration, head on over to my Instagram. It's at Aaliyah Elliott, and you'll be able to find every single Monday I post the Music Mindfully Monday mantra there instead. So if you've been missing those, definitely check me out on Instagram. And if you haven't had a chance yet, you can always pick up your very own deck of affirmation cards on my Etsy store, Music Mindfully on Etsy. You'll be able to find the cards, and I ship everywhere across Canada and the United States, and I'd be so happy to send some cards your way. So today we are talking about visualization. Now, visualization is a super, super valuable tool, and it's something that I wish that they taught about more as you're going through your musical training. Because if you think about it, professional athletes are taught to use visualization all of the time because it allows us to fire the synapses in our brains by imagining taking action while we actually still get to rest our muscles. So for those of us who are practicing hours a day, this is a really wonderful tool. But it's not just useful in practicing. No, there are many different ways that you can use visualization in your life. And we are going to talk about three of the ways that we can use visualization to make our lives better as musicians. So the very first way is using visualization for the purpose of mindfulness. Now, you may have already done this, whether you know it or not. Visualization and meditation often go hand in hand because there are different types of meditation. So there's mantra meditation, where you're going to be repeating something, often in Sanskrit or maybe in your mother tongue, depending on what kind of meditation you're doing. There's also the meditation, which we've all heard about, where you sit and you focus on your breath and you try not to think about anything else. Now, that kind of meditation is very, very beneficial. But I know that it can be very frustrating to be told not to think about anything. And then there are visualization meditations, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. So for the purposes of mindfulness and for curating calm and ease and peace in your life. A visualization meditation can be incredibly powerful because we're going to use our imagination to put us in our happy place. Now, you can find a plethora of visualization meditations on places like YouTube, the Headspace app, the Calm app. All of these incredible platforms have so many different visualization meditations. So I definitely recommend you go and check it out. The classic one, of course, is that you're sitting on a beach somewhere. And in the meditation, whoever is leading it is going to guide you to see the landscape around you, to feel the sand beneath your toes, to hear the waves. All of your senses are engaged when we do a visualization meditation that is effective. And by taking the time to imagine yourself in this calming landscape, it allows you to put aside some of the worries that we carry with us all day long. So this is a really excellent way to use visualization if you are one of those people, and let's face it, who isn't these days? But if you're one of those people who finds themselves feeling a little anxious or stressed out or overrun in their day-to-day lives. So try it out. What I would recommend and what's been helpful for me personally is picking one song. One song that every time I put it on, that is my visualization meditation song. Now, again, there are plenty of guided options that you can find all over the internet. So if you prefer to have someone guiding you through a visualization meditation, which is a great idea, especially if you're new to visualization, then absolutely go ahead. But once you've had some practice, I personally find it really freeing and really relaxing to be able to sit with my piece of music, and then that piece of music acts as a cue for me to go into the visualization meditation. And then you can really customize what you want to imagine based on whatever brings you peace. So for me, I often think about sitting on the edge of a forest, sitting in the sand with my toes dipped into a nice icy lake in the summertime. This is something that I can really easily imagine because where I live in Saskatchewan, there are a ton of lakes, and my husband and I spend a ton of time in the summer hiking and camping and being in nature. So for me, that is my happy place. That is where I feel most calm and connected to the present moment. And that's really what visualization meditation for mindfulness is all about. It's about zeroing in on the now. Finding a moment to breathe and to enjoy the beautiful sights that we can conjure up in our minds. Now, in the introduction, I mentioned that our minds, our subconscious minds, cannot differentiate between reality and something that is vividly imagined. And that is the power, especially as musicians, we are all creative and constantly using our imaginations. So we can use those same tools that we use in our artistry all day long, and we can use them to help us find peace. So that is the first way that you can employ visualization to improve your life. The second way is in your practice. And I briefly mentioned this at the beginning of the episode as well when I was talking about professional athletes, professional athletes. I was going to say professional musicians. Haha. That's us. So professional athletes are taught to visualize the game, to visualize them taking that slap shot and hitting the net with the hockey puck. They're taught to imagine catching that perfect throw or using their racket to hit the ball back to their opponent. And they repeat this all the time in their minds. The reason that this is so effective is because they've practiced these same motions over and over and over and over and over again in their drills, in their practices, in their games. And aren't we the same as musicians? How many times have you played a major scale? How many times have you sung an arpeggio? How many times have you practiced that piece that you are performing next week? We all know how much repetition is part of our daily lives as musicians. Practice makes improvement. So we practice, we improve. And practice means that we are repeating the same thing many times. Now, practice doesn't always have to mean, though, that we are actually physically performing the action. And that is where visualization can be such an amazing time saver for us as musicians, and it's also incredibly effective for the exact same reason that mindfulness visualization meditation is so effective. Our brain, when we imagine ourselves playing that piece, performing that piece that we have been practicing, our brain knows what to do. So the same synapses that fire as we're practicing, the same synapses that fire and cause our muscles to go and create the movement that we are asking of our bodies, those same synapses are firing for us even if we are just imagining that we are doing the action. This is an incredible time saver for us as musicians because it means that you don't have to be sitting in front of your instrument in order to practice. Now, of course, we cannot solely rely on mental practice. We do need to perform the physical actions as well. But for me, I found that I did about twice as much mental practice as I did physical practice in a practice room all through grad school. And I knew my rep super, super well. I would sing my pieces, I would run through my exercises, I would think about technique and the way that it felt in my body as I was walking to and from school or as I was riding the bus on a rainy day. And I didn't even realize at the time that that is why it was working. That is why I was able to get away with really beautiful performances, really understanding my rep, without having to spend the 2-3 hours singing in a practice room every single day. Now, if you ask me, I'd say that that is pretty awesome. Now, I know also that as a vocalist, we already don't practice as much as a lot of our instrumentalist friends, and that is simply due to physiology, right? The voice can't be used every day for 8 hours a day. It's just not really how things work, and we'd get really tired. However, a lot of my friends who are pianists, violinists, that's the norm, and there's so many practice hours that go in, especially for instrumentalists. But of course, I know as a singer we practice a lot too. But I also know that a lot of my friends who are pianists and were putting in those wildly long practice sessions dealt with a lot of injury, repetitive strains, tendonitis, things that began while they were in school and still, in some cases, still haunt them and bother them to this day. So especially for pianists and violinists and our instrumentalist friends, I think that this is something that should absolutely be taught in any kind of musical training, whether that's a formal training at a university or a private training with a teacher. This kind of visualization where you close your eyes and hear the music and feel your body creating the music is such an effective way to practice, and it can really help to alleviate repetitive strain. So try it out. I do this all the time with my students, especially when I am teaching my singers how to access their upper range. Because I don't want to make a 12-year-old soprano sing her high notes time and time and time again, over and over and over and over. I know that a young voice is going to tire more easily because they're still working on their stamina. So, what do we do? I say, well, imagine what you want it to sound like. Imagine that your body is free and open and that the sound just floats out of you. And then, after they've visualized it, after they've had a moment to close their eyes and really connect to what that might feel like, to what that might sound like, then I ask them to try. And we go back and forth, and back and forth. I also use this for students who are working on their musicality, their phrasing. Same thing. How can you hear this phrase in your head with all the ebbs and flows, the rubato, the inflection with your text? What do you want that to sound like? Can you hear it in your head? Now sing it. And it's amazing what happens and how much more quickly they are able to produce results when you give, or when I give my students that time to listen on the inside. So I'm curious if you try this with your students, if you are a teacher like I am, or if you try this in your own personal practice, I would love to know how this is going for you. Now, there's one other way that I love to use visualization, and that is in my business. Now, this has been absolutely life-changing for me to use visualization in my business. And it's something that I learned about just a couple of years ago, and I implement it all of the time now. So, on this podcast, you know, sometimes we talk a little bit about manifestation. So visualization in my business is kind of like, well, it is the exact same as manifestation visualization. So what I do when I am visualizing for my business is I imagine the scenario that I want to have happen. And that puts me in a vibration to receive it. It puts me in a vibration that matches the energy that I wish to receive. So I use this all of the time. In my studio, I know not everyone's studio runs the same way, but in my studio, I really do run mostly September to June. That's with our school year. And then I take the summers mostly off. That's a really normal thing culturally where I live, and I don't mind having a few months to regroup, to do some other projects, and to sit back and enjoy the beautiful and short-lived summer weather here on the Canadian prairies. So, what I do when it's August and it's time for me to re-register my students and figure out my upcoming year is I visualize. What do I want my studio to look like? How many hours do I want to teach? What kind of students do I want to teach? Do I want to be teaching every evening? Or am I going to be finding students who are available in the mornings and the afternoons? And I get really, really clear on what that looks like. For me personally, I found that it is very helpful to first journal about what I imagine for my ideal studio year. Somehow for me, writing it all on paper just helps to bring that vision to clarity. And once you have that clarity, whether you've written it down or it's all in your head already, that is when you visualize. That is when you visualize. And again, there are so many wonderful visualizations that you can find on YouTube. You know what? I'm going to link one in the show notes for you that is my absolute favorite. It's quick, it's 10 minutes long, and it brings you through some nice relaxation so that you're ready to be in the spirit of the thing that you wish to produce, the thing you wish to have. And you know what I found by doing this regularly? I found that I am much more powerful than I thought I was. I thought it would be really, really difficult to find homeschool students to fill my schedule in the mornings and afternoons. I thought about it a couple of times, and I have a great handful of homeschool families that started with me, and they're all brand new this year. And do you know what that means? Next year, there's probably going to be even more because homeschool families are very interconnected. So I know that that is coming to me. The other way that I use this in my business is for parent interactions. Now, if you are not a teacher, you can also think about this as interactions with the people who are creating your performance contracts. Sometimes those conversations can be difficult, especially anytime there's money involved. It can feel really, really personal. So instead of allowing my emotions to get in the way, when I receive an email that says something that maybe I don't want, or if I know that I have to send an email that's going to feel a little icky to send, where I have to start a conversation that I know is kind of hard to have, I visualize it going the way that I want it to go. And by practicing that conversation in the way that I want it to go, 9 times out of 10, that is how it happens. But even when it doesn't go the way that I imagined, I'm still in a better headspace to deal with whatever energy I'm receiving back from the other person. And do you see how powerful this could be in your business and in your life? I would totally be lying if I said I haven't used this in my personal life when talking to members of my family or sometimes with my friends. Absolutely. I have these moments where I visualize how I want especially difficult conversations to go. And it is so wonderful to have practiced those scenarios. And it has made such a big difference in my business because I am very clear about what I want. And because I visualize it, I know that I am able to handle it when it comes my way. So there you have it. Those are three ways that you can use visualization to make your life as a musician even better. I'd love it if you would reach out to me on Instagram and let me know, which way are you going to try first? Or maybe you're well-versed in visualization. What did you learn from today's podcast? I would love to hear from you. Thank you, as always, for listening, and we will see you again next Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Music Mindfully podcast. Did you have an aha moment? Did something really resonate with you? Be sure to let me know. Screenshot this episode, share it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at Music Mindfully. I would also love to chat with you, so feel free to hop on into my DMs. I cannot wait to connect with you on the next episode of the Music Mindfully podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss out. Until then, go make music mindfully.